I'm going to turn your attention now to a key piece of healthcare infrastructure that's been planned for quite some time and has been long delayed in Killarney. The Killarney Community Nursing Unit still hasn't been occupied by any of the patients it was designed to cater for. This is well over a year after it was meant to be handed over to the HSE. It has been handed over now, but the question is how long more before we see the hospital opened and being used and the transfer of patients from other facilities in the area. The HSE Regional Health Forum meeting was held in Tralee for the first time in over 20 years when it was previously the Southern Health Board. It was the first Regional Health Forum meeting held in Tralee for over 20 years. One of those who was present was Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, and he was pushing the executive for an answer on that very question, and he's with me on the line. Councillor Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Gerry, and to all your listeners.
You were asking about, you and I know Marie Maloney as well was asking about the progress, such as it might be now in terms of HICWA and in terms of the HSE opening up the hospital. What did you find out?
Absolutely, Gerry. Look, as many of your listeners will know, the Killarney, New Killarney Community Nursing Unit, that has been in construction for quite some time. It was supposed to be finished and handed over in 2024. We've had obviously a lot of delays in that process, but eventually on the 19th of December, it was handed over to the HSE for them to start their kind of pre-registration with HICWA and to do the kind of different items that they have to do in order to get the unit activated. I suppose my motion that I raised at the health forum last Friday was timely in that there was a lot of coverage on Friday and over the weekend about the potential for more delays. I know in one publication in Killarney over the weekend it was stated that there could be up to a 6 month further delay. I put that to Julie O'Neill, who's the integration health manager in Kerry for the HSE, and they clearly stated to me that it is their intention by the end of March to have patients moving across from the old community hospital into the new community nursing unit in Killarney. That's welcome. I questioned the word intention, Gerry, because I know that the HSE and the people there, they are well intentioned. They want this unit to open. It's been going on for quite some time. They're doing everything they can to get it open as quickly as possible. But I did push back and say, you know, people in Killarney, and it's not just a Killarney thing either, Gerry, to be fair. I mean, this community nursing unit will serve the entire county. It will cater for people from, whether they're from Tralee or whether they're from Carrigaline, because, you know, I suppose at the moment what's happening and what we're seeing is people being what I would call displaced, in that they have to go further afield, oftentimes even outside the county, Gerry, to get a community bed for a family member, and that's not good enough either. So to be fair, they did say that the HSE still find they are on track to have this opened by the end of the month. They are actively engaged with HICWA to do everything that they need to do to get that piece of work done. And because I suppose there is other things at play too, Gerry, you know, there's money announced last week there for the minor injuries unit in Killarney. That can't progress anywhere until the old Columbanus and the district hospital are vacated by the patients that will be moving across to the new community nursing unit. So, you know, while that's very much welcome, one project is delaying another also and progressing that. And, you know, when you see kind of things, words bended around calling the new unit a ghost hospital, you know, the hospital that's there but nobody's in it, you know, that's not helpful. It's not what we want for places like Killarney or for healthcare in Killarney. So I welcome the fact that management in the HSE are saying that they are on track to be opened by the end of the month. Am I a bit dubious of it? Look, you know, things can obviously go wrong and there can be delays. Yeah. I do think that we're probably closer than we ever have been to to the unit actually opening and facilitating patients for the first time. So that has to be welcome. And I just hope that sooner rather than later, you know, that we will have patients in there. It will have increased capacity. You know, there's special dementia beds in that community unit as well.
It is going to be positive. It's brand new, state of the art. It'll have rooms that are needed up to the highest levels of what we need in healthcare, which is all positive. But there are questions on a number of levels. One is, how much of the hospital will be open? Do we know? Will it be a Kenmare hospital? Will it be a Dingle hospital type situation? We're only 50% if it's open for the first couple of years. That'll depend on staffing, and that's a constant battle with recruitment and retention in the health services, I know. So will we have to wait till the end of March to find out that, or maybe even the summer to find out that the answer to that question?
I asked that question at the meeting on Friday. Staffing is in place. Obviously, existing staff that are in Columbanus and the district will be moving across, but there's also been an additional recruitment drive for the new community unit as well. Staffing doesn't seem to be that big of an issue with this unit, is the impression that I would have got on Friday. Patients will start moving across on a phased basis. They won't all just come together, if that makes sense. And they'll be doing that in line with kind of with guidelines and standards. I did use the example of the Kinmares and Dingles on Friday that while we have parts of those hospitals open, they're not actually operating at full capacity. The assurances that I got on Friday would be that, you know, the hospital will open and will be able to open fully, but that the patients will be coming on a more phased transfer. Look, Jerry, they're more in the know of that than I would be in terms of, you know, the standards and the procedures that are in place for moving across patients from building one building to another. But they are confident that that's going to happen. So, look, I suppose for the people of Kerry, I suppose we are, like I said earlier, closer to this unit opening than we have been, which then will again progress other projects such as a minor injuries unit for Killarney and for Kerry, more importantly as well. Because like I said, these healthcare facilities won't just serve one place. They will have a big effect on the wider region and the county as a whole as well, Jerry.
Yeah, okay. And look, Jack, the other question about that then, and it's for this project, and it's probably for the Department of Health and the Minister for Health and the Minister for State involved here is Ciarán O'Donnell. This is a public-private partnership. There are a number of projects around the country being built under this model. It's a new model whereby the company that build it have partnered together under the company to maintain it over a number of years. The HSE will own it. The maintenance will be carried out separately by that company and they'll receive payments for that. We've had this delay. Do lessons need to be learned? We still haven't been told, by the way, despite requests by the Freedom of Information request from Radio Kerry, that hasn't been responded to properly by the authorities. We still don't know why there was a delay. Nobody's telling us. So can we be confident that lessons might be learned?
Absolutely, lessons will have to be learned, because while this might be on a smaller scale, but you know, a lot of money has been pumped into this hospital. And, you know, we see what has gone on, we say, on the more national basis with the Children's Hospital. Lessons will have to be learned when contracts and partnerships and everything are being put in place. That, you know, timelines are timelines, Jerry. It is no more whether you're building a house or building a road or building a hospital. People have to be held to account, especially when it's public infrastructure and that there is public funds being used in it as well. You know, people will have to knuckle down to the fact that, yes, of course, unexpected and, you know, and at times that it's nobody's fault as such, that when there can be delays. But, you know, like I said, this hospital was slated to be open initially in September of 2024. You know, we're into the year 2026 now, a year and a bit down the line. And, like, it's just not good enough that when we have much needed infrastructure for healthcare within our county, that that's not being delivered on time and being delivered as agreed upon. And I think that there has to start being consequences as much as anything on top of that. And like I say, whether it's contractors or whoever it is, or whether this is the state's fault, people have to start being held more to account when projects like this are running either over budget exorbitantly or running over time. Because again, like, if money was going to fix everything, sure, wouldn't everything be you know, open and up and running on time. But clearly that's not the issue either, because, and so time has, we have to be held, holding people to account to the commitments that they're giving when they're getting big state contracts like this. And I think that's very important. So lessons will have to be learned. I hope lessons are being learned when you look at what has gone on in other places. And it's something that really has to be tackled going forward, Jerry.
Okay, all right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much for that, Jackie Healy-Ray. Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray there with me on the line.